congressional shot clock is ticking. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just 8 days left to avoid a partial government shutdown. But lawmakers are also counting down to the midterm elections.
It's amazing that the election is around the corner and Republicans are still struggling to show a united front that appeals to the American people. Their fundamental problem is that the GOP is now the party of MAGA extremism.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP agenda would hurt working families. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says current policies are the problem.
Democrats' reckless policies have stuck the American people with an inflation crisis, a border crisis, a violent crime crisis, and an energy crisis.
This is House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says he'll urge a vote against a short-term spending bill unless it includes border security. Israel vowing again to do whatever it takes to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. The Israeli Prime Minister speaking at the UN also says a two-state agreement with the Palestinians would be the right thing for Israel, but only a peaceful Palestinian state not used as a base for terror threats against Israel. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones takes the stand in a Connecticut trial over how much he owes families for defamation.
Alex Jones has already been found liable in the defamation case, and this trial is to determine damages for 15 plaintiffs, most of whom are parents of children who were killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. Ahead of Jones taking the stand, Judge Barbara Bellis said Jones could not reference his company's bankruptcy proceedings nor discuss anything relating to deplatforming, being taken off social media outlets. And that led to Jones saying he couldn't answer certain questions.
You're telling me to answer the question.
All right, excuse the jury again. You're going to get your exercise today for those of you who wear Fitbits.
Jones says he does not believe Sandy Hook is a hoax any longer, but says his free speech is being attacked with these trials.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An Ohio man is apologizing to the American people for storming the U.S. Capitol. Stephen Ayers telling a federal judge today he's lost friends, family, and a job, and that he prays every day for families who lost loved ones and officers struggling with what happened. This as he was sentenced to 2 years of probation, also ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. Ayers had testified at a congressional hearing about the riot in July. The wife of a Supreme Court justice agrees to meet with the House committee probing the Capitol riot.
Lawyers for Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, say she's agreed to a voluntary interview with the January 6th House panel, saying she's, quote, eager to answer the committee's questions to clear up any misconceptions. Thomas allegedly texted White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin after the 2020 election. Thomas has said she attended the January 6th rally, but left before Trump's speech and when supporters made their way toward the Capitol.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Two of the all-time greats in tennis are about to team up.
Roger Federer's doubles partner for his final professional match Friday at the Laver Cup in London will be career rival and 22-time Grand Slam singles champ Rafael Nadal.
Walking out on court and having the chance to play with the likes of Rafa or Novak also in the past has been an amazing experience for me. So to be able to do that one more time, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
42 Grand Slam titles combined, Federer and Nadal will play for Team Europe against Americans Francis Tiafoe and Jack Sock for Team World.
After all the amazing things that we shared together on and off court, be part of this historic moment. Going to be something amazing, unforgettable for me. And yeah, super excited.
Rafael Nadal, Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are lower. The Dow's down 71 points. The Nasdaq slipping more than 1%. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.